Random House Audio presents Digging to America by Ann Tyler. Read for you by Blair Brown. Chapter 1. At 8 o'clock in the evening, the Baltimore airport was nearly deserted. The wide gray corridors were empty, and the newsstands were dark, and the coffee shops were closed. Most of the gates had admitted their last flights. Their signboards were blank, and their rows of vinyl chairs unoccupied and ghostly. But you could hear a distant hum, a murmur of anticipation at the far end of Pier D. You could see an overexcited child spinning herself into dizziness in the center of the corridor, and then a grown-up popping forth to scoop her up and carry her, giggling and squirming, back into the waiting area. And a latecomer, a woman in a yellow dress, was rushing toward the gate with an armful of long-stemmed roses. Step around the bend, then, and you'd come upon what looked like a gigantic baby shower. The entire waiting area for the flight from San Francisco was packed with people bearing pink and blue wrapped gifts or hanging on to flotillas of silvery balloons printed with "It's a girl" and trailing spirals of pink ribbon. A man gripped the wicker handle of a wheeled and skirted bassinet as if he planned to roll it onto the plane, and a woman stood ready with a stroller, so chrome-trimmed and bristling with levers that it seemed capable of entering the Indy 500. At least half a dozen people held video cameras, and many more had regular cameras slung around their necks. A woman spoke into a tape recorder in an urgent, secretive way. The man next to her clasped an infant's velour-upholstered car seat close to his chest. "Mom," the button on the woman's shoulder read. One of those three.